And why don't we mail to them? And so we had the list already at the national office of the states around Texas. And so that's what we're doing. We're just mailing to all those regional, those other states, New Mexico, whatever, and see if there will be support for regional station that promises national, more national news, national support. The same thing in New York, where you have three or four states that WBAI broadcast to. And so the idea is, well, are you a regional broadcaster? And maybe you ought to be soliciting in states, even if they don't get your signal very well. But they see New York as a neighbor. So anyway, that's sort of the concept.
Can I get on the stack, please?
Sure.
Brian, too.
Are you through, Lonnie?
Yeah, that's sort of the idea that the stations were trying out, to see how that might work if we're using a national list and cover more states than they normally do then with their local mailing.
Okay. Baruti?
Yeah, I wanted to just say that. I mean, obviously, I have an interest in it being from BAI, but even still, this is not a subsidy from other stations. Basically, we're getting the support of the national office, whose expenses we help pay. We're basically getting professional assistance from them. And net, it's not costing the stations any other money. So I don't see how this is a subsidy of our station. Basically, each station invests in the national office, and we're getting back some of our investment in the national office because we do help pay the expenses of the national office. So we're basically getting some of our investment back.
Okay, other comments?
Can I get on the stack?
Is that Dave?
Get on the stack after Brian.
I'm sorry. That was Ava Bryan.
Overall, the budget looks good to me. I'm fine with the money coming from the national office, but I should just point out, then that makes this budget contingent on the national office budget, which we haven't looked at yet. And we have asked for some details on the direct mail campaigns that we haven't seen yet.
We did.
No, you gave us historical data on the direct mail campaigns, unless I missed something in one of the packets you sent us. But we haven't seen breakout spreadsheets projected for this year. And I think that's important because you've got so much of your budget riding on it. We need to know what the incremental targets are so that there's room for course correction if something goes wrong.
Sure.
So I would move that we postpone it. I think the budget looks fine, but I would move that we postpone approval of it until after the national office budget because it's $100,000 of this budget, which is a big percentage of this budget, is contingent on that national office support.
Is that a motion?
Yeah,
is there
motion
a second?
To postpone.
A motion to postpone until after the NASA. Is there a second?
Until after approval of the national office budget.
Right.
It doesn't
well, that
need
would
a
be
second
next week.
In committee.
I'm sorry, Dave?
In committee, it doesn't require a second.
Okay.
I would like to speak to it.
Is there a comment?
Yes.
Comment, Dave?
Yeah. The problem with doing that is it's really a chicken-egg thing. I mean, because to wait until after, I mean, I guess the intent is, well, we'd look and we'd see whether we think it's reasonable, for example, to think that National can raise its fundraising through mail drops by 90%. But, you know, I mean, we're going to have to do, they're both contingent on each other in a sense. So which one comes first? And we have looked at that national office. To me, it doesn't make that much of a difference. I do want to, well, that's the motion is to postpone. I'll take the liberty, if the committee will allow me, to respond to Baruti's point. I agree with you that the national office is sort of earning its keep by providing the professional services, but the point is that those are our national lists. They're being emailed to everywhere in the nation, but the revenue is only being shared with certain stations. If the mailing had a checkbox on it that said, what station, if any, do you listen to? And you could check off so that you would know that the revenue was coming from, you know, somebody who listened to one of the other stations or none of the other stations, then you could make the argument. But if, for example, let's just say it's from somebody who didn't listen to any of the stations and they live in Minnesota, but they're very solidly behind the idea of Pacifica. If they're giving it to essentially the national organization, the national organization is saying, we're going to give this to you in this locality because, as Lonnie said, you're struggling to make ends meet with your existing economic model, then I do think that it's basically saying, I mean, call it what you will, the other stations or the network. The network is subsidizing them. But that's money that's coming to fund a local station rather than funding certain kinds of other national initiatives, like, for example, developing a stronger distribution infrastructure, which could also be a form of professional service being provided to all the stations. What we're doing is basically, in the case of T, it seems like this is a one-shot deal and not structural, but I'm a little unclear on that based on what Lonnie said. So, I mean, I do take your point, and I think if it were a question, as Lavarne has said, of revenue sharing with all the stations in some proportion to the contribution from listeners from their signal area, or some other formula that said that, you know, stuff that comes into the national will be shared equally, then yes, I agree. But if it's the money comes in from the nation and goes to these couple of stations because then they're having trouble, that to me is a different matter. I'll finish by saying that I'm not comfortable either with KPFA's resolution that says you can't have any until you address our concerns. But I think at the national level, we do have to be imposing that kind of scrutiny and saying, you know, is this a sustainable model, or are we sticking our fingers in a dike?
Oh, I don't want to hear this. I don't want to prolong this, but can I speak, Madam Chair?
Who's that? Lonnie?
Yeah. Well, I agree with Dave on that point. KPFT is a one-time thing. It's an experiment. We're trying to see if we could raise money for a lot of big need and experiment with a different way of raising money. I think that that's a point well made. But I do, bottom line, if we're talking about recommending T, I think that we ought to approve T's budget and then move on if there are other issues, then we ought to take it up in the context of those stations, but not hold up T.
Okay. Any other comments, questions?
Teresa, can I say something?
Sure, please.
I just want to remind people that I said I'm not going to look a gift horse in the mouth. I see this is something new. It's something different. I didn't really want it. So, I mean, I know that our development director would have done a mailing, and we would have worked toward making the purchase of the BioWatt program. And I'm assuming that we could have made it with our own little mailing. But if National thinks that this situation might have a broader appeal, then I'm following the direction of National. And, you know, I don't quite know what to say in that we're not sharing the money with, you know, the five stations equally or proportionally. I don't know what to say about that. But whatever you guys decide.
Okay, this is Lauren. It's just that Teresa, we're kind of looking for a policy on this, and as Dave said, and I agree, I think the T situation in terms of the assistance, but we still need to put in place of what the policy is, so we'll know.
Yep.
And so are there other comments, questions, concerns? Shall we vote on this? So the motion is to table, to postpone until the approval of the national office budget. Are there people who are opposed to this?
I'm opposed.
Okay, can we have a
I'm
vote?
I'm opposed to postponing it.
Okay.
I'm opposed to
it.
I'll withdraw the motion.
Okay. All right, then. So then, is there a motion to approve?
A motion to approve, Madam Chair?
Yes, Jane. Sorry, is it Sandra? Sandra, I'm sorry. Okay, there's a motion to approve. Is there further discussion?
Yeah, this is Dave.
Please.
I'm not going to be able to vote to approve any of the budgets that require that contribution through National until we resolve the policy, so I'm going to be voting no.
Okay. Brian?
I'll just excuse myself, and thank you all for letting me bump KPFA's budget up. I have to run right now.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for the contribution.
Oh, Patty Hare, she votes no, too.
Okay. Is there any other discussion on it? Okay, can we vote, Madam Secretary?
We're voting on a motion to approve?
Yes, to approve the Houston, the the KPFT budget.
All right. Adelson?
No.
Allen?
Yes.
Hicks?
Yes.
Rawline?
Yes, I vote to approve.
Edwards? Oh, he's gone. Okay. Bediako?
Yes.
Heffley?
No.
And McCall is no. Not everybody. Is there anybody I didn't call? I'm sorry. We have four yes and three no.
Okay, so it's...
if the chair chose to create a tie,
okay, so the motion is approved to approve the budget for KPFT.
Point of order?
Dave.
If the chair wanted to create a tie, she could. That would change the outcome.
I don't.
Okay, thanks.
I would just abstain. Thank you. So if we look at the agenda just briefly, we're going to review the National Finance Committee motions. We had 10 minutes for that, but we can, if you don't mind, we can move that to next week, because what I need to do is I need us to go over the motions so I can write a report for the PNB meeting at the end of this month. So that's one of the reasons they have that on there. So maybe Casey, you and I can work and try to list all the motions, and I can do something preliminary for next week, because I think actually I've done some of this on a prior agenda. So in the other agenda items we were going to talk about was just an update on the other budgets and where the timeline is. So
why don't you... They're not going to kick you out the floor. Hello.
There's a party going on. You want to just briefly tell us where you are with the other budgets?
Have a good one. Okay.
Baruti, can you mute, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. If we can't have the fun, we don't want to know about it.
Really? Okay, Delaney?
Well, we know where T is, we know where A is, we know where the national office is. The one budget I'm not aware of, maybe someone on the call knows, is WPFW. What their LLC is.
I have a question.
I know they were scheduled for the 13th, but I have not. That may be the case. They may not be. And they're moving on the budget until tomorrow. But that's the last word I have.
Okay. Casey?
Neither of them are on the phone. Neither Ambrose nor Jane are on the call tonight.
Yeah, I'll give them a call.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Yeah, Lonnie, we were told at our budget meeting that you had looked over our budget and that you were okay with it. And I didn't hear before, so I just want to confirm that that's the case. The KPFK LSB approved it, but we want to take a look at it again during the quarterly budget adjustment period. But were you satisfied with that budget?
Yeah, I was. Dave, I looked over the revenue and the revenue assumptions. I looked over the salary, and and it's not as much as I'd like it to be. Around that $100,000 level.
Right,
but if that's the kind of year we're having at Pacifica, so I would have to say yes, I'm okay with it. I think that's
okay. Because I looked at it and I thought you were going to object to it based on that bottom line.
Yeah, I had concerns, but we have a network-wide issue, and we're going to do a budget discussion at the board. So I think that we have to deal with what we have to work with. It will take time to deal with budgets in terms of looking at restructuring and getting back to the board requirement. But I don't think it can be done in a couple of weeks. So.
Okay. I just wanted to be clear about that. Thank you.
Okay. I'm sorry. So with K, with WBAI, you're not sure. We do have a position on BAI.
Yeah, WPFW is the one I...
Okay, so can you give us, do you believe... to approve on next Monday?
I do have a draft budget, the draft budget is fine. It looks good, but the LSB has not approved it, and so I don't know what changes, if any, they'll make.
Okay. I have a concern, though, because when we were talking about KPFA and how we had done the budget last year, and we had salaries, we have a complete package with headcount by name and by position, and Casey had stated that she could not get that from KPFK. I don't really understand it, because I know that we had discussions last year where we said the treasurers would have access and the directors would definitely have access or give access for the treasurers. And our treasurer last year published all this. You know, everyone signed a confidentiality agreement on the LSB. But you have information. You are aware of what's happening at the station. So I don't understand why this is not available for the treasurer at KPFK.
Or WBAI.
Or BAI.
You don't get it either, Baruti?
Nope.
So what's holding this up?
Well, that's going to be a GM question and a local question.
Not really. I mean, as far as the directors, you know, directors have access to everything, and if we have access, and the treasurer is in order to look at the budget, understand it, and recommend for approval to the LSBs, and they hold this information as confidential. And we're doing it at KPFA, and it wasn't a decision made by the GM. It was a decision that we made directly through the PNB and for the treasurer.
Well, in the absence of uniform policy across all stations, here's my recommendation.
Okay.
I think the treasurers ought to have access to the information. I think that the directors, absent a confidentiality agreement,
can
have access to ranges. But if they put in place procedures, directors are clearly aware of their responsibilities and sign a confidentiality agreement, we can take that second step. But some stations, that's occurred, and some stations it hasn't. So what I've said to Baruti and WBAI is the treasurer can have access. The situation there, though, is you had the union that was opposed to it, and the general manager wasn't sure whether she supported it. But I did give to the treasurer the detailed information, so Baruti did get it. But the question is, what happens after that? How do you know, setting up that procedure, establishing confidentiality. And what we did do is we, in the absence of confidence that that information would be kept confidential, we gave salary ranges, you recall. Remember the year we did that?
We did do that at one time.
Yeah, that was sort of a solution, which I think is viable. You give people the salary ranges, and that way, if you're afraid of confidentiality breaches, you can still get some information to people by doing it that way.
This is Casey.
This is Dave.
Okay. Are you through, Lani?
Yeah.
Casey?
Well, I don't understand why the PNB resolution doesn't establish uniform policy across the stations, first of all. And then I would question why there's a lack of confidence in the confidentiality that Baruti and I would keep as opposed to other treasurers.
Well, not treasurers, LSB members.
Well, the treasurers were denied the information.
Yeah, well, I don't have an explanation for K, but I do know the situation.
Well, I mean, it came from the national office. I asked for it through email. Our GM hasn't been there since budget started.
Yeah, well, I think that the LSB, if they want to access that detailed information, that they make a request to the general manager executive director, and then the PNB will either take it up or I will propose what I just proposed, which is that the detailed information go to the treasurer, but that and that if there is a confidentiality agreement for LSB members, just remember you have some people who are not members of the LSB attending these meetings and subcommittee meetings,
right.
The problem be solved either by just having the information be available only with a range, that way there's some protection, and or a strictly enforced confidentiality agreement. that is how we've done it before. But we did it that way before, and that's it. We posted it on our website so people could,
I'll just say, Lonnie, that I've submitted 3 confidentiality agreements to the National Office, each one against my objections. But I did it so that I could do my job as trying to get a budget together. And I was still denied the information by the National Office.
Who denied you that information?
You did it in email on August 4th.
We can do it. He said, okay. She said on the phone. Yeah,
I don't want to argue with you, Lonnie. I'm just saying that there's a miscommunication here somewhere. But, that people should know that the LSB did approve the KPFK budget with the agreement that it would be redone at budget, at quarterly budget reallocation time. The Finance Committee was opposed to the budget. And one of the reasons was we have absolutely no idea what's in the largest line items, which are salary and related expenses.
Well, if there's confusion, then I just laid out what my recommendation would be. I'm saying to you, if you feel, I'm giving you the way to go. I just laid it out twice.
I just want the NFC.
You also have to do that homework.
I want the NFC to know that while the KPFK LSB did approve the budget at midnight so that it would move along and that knowing that the budget would be redone at the end of the first quarter, the Finance Committee was absolutely opposed to the budget.
Okay.
Dave?
We don't need a recommendation. We passed the policy. The policy says the treasurers get that information. Actually, it said that this committee should be getting the information quarterly. Anybody who's not doing that, not following the policy established by the board would clearly get reviewed on the basis of their failure to abide by the policies established by the board. We don't need to do it again. It's sitting there and it's in place. As far as the LSB, yes, the LSB finance committees have to sign a confidentiality agreement, and PNB members are already covered as part of their, fiduciary responsibilities, as Ambrose has pointed out. We already, have that established. But, if the treasurers aren't getting the information that the board policy mandates, then we will definitely have to look into that. And there will be a personnel retreat, so I think at that retreat we'll be dealing with whether or not personnel are following policies of the board and what the consequences are.
Okay, so the plan I would think now is that when you, Baruti and Casey, when you have time to go into the station to get the information, I would, you can work either with Dave or with Patty, station with information. So you can look at the plan and finish doing the job because the review of your budgets are coming up. The reviews are coming up next Monday. So is there any issue with just doing that? Comments?
No. And the other, I'm clear on the treasurer. Dave, did you say something about the LSB itself? What's the limitations on the LSB itself?
The agreement of the policy, and I'll have to go get that policy. It's a real problem. Actually, Teresa, you said you sent all those minutes to Pete, but please resend them to me. I'll need to get them. But actually, I think this was from the first year, although we did revisit it. But yeah, the local finance committees, it was agreed, would receive that information, but would have to sign confidentiality agreements prior to their getting that information.
Mm-hmm. And what about the LSB itself?
The attorney from Texas worked on
it. The LSB would sign the confidentiality agreement, but the treasurer, as part of the National Finance Committee, would have access to all of that information. Go ahead, Dave, you were saying something?
Yeah, I will. Baruti, if you can remind me, I'm going on travel tomorrow, but within the next week or two, I will track down all those motions. I mean, I know that we passed them in December of 2000, and here we go. Here it is.
2004.
In 2004, but then we revisited it the following March, and I will. Let's see. Hang on. I'll find you what we did in.
Okay. If I disappear, it's because my battery died.
Okay. So, Dave, you'll find that. Are the motions
here
on?
Here we go.
I tried to find the motions at Pacifica.org.
Here we go. I have it.
Find them.
Hello.
Where are they located?
I have it.
Okay.
I have it. Motion. This was passed Houston, June 4th through 6th. Roberts' motion is amended. In recognition of the bylaw's requirements for LSB approval of local station budgets and in deference to the sensitive nature of salary information, the PMB hereby authorizes the treasurer of each LSB to have access, as per their membership on the National Finance Committee, to all salary and headcount information for their respective local stations. However, when preparing a salary and headcount report for their local finance committees and the LSB, the treasurer shall not disclose the exact salary figures for any employee, but rather will include a range of no more than $3,000, i.e. a salary of $31,000 will be listed from $29,500 to $32,500. Names of individual employees shall not be included in any report, and all positions will be identified by title. And that one we didn't revisit. The other finance motions on quarterly reporting were the ones that revisited. So that's the policy. That's what's in place.
Yeah, that's essentially what we were saying. Yes. What about anything on confidentiality, though?
Look and see what we had there then. God, thank God to Roger Manning. Roger, let's see.
There was a confidentiality statement that the attorney from Texas was drawing up, and it was before the PNB. 4 years by the LSB. If I remember correctly, it never was passed.
Well, this was related actually to information requests. The PNB authorizes the ED to comply with all information requests, including past evaluations, with the condition that only elected members of the LSB view sensitive information after having signed confidentiality agreements.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, there you are.
So that's the LSB, but the treasurer's the role in getting headcounts is pretty clear.
Right.
Okay, and the only other twist in our thing is that I understand there's some sort of union agreement that would that supersede the PNB rules, or I guess so.
That's a very interesting point.
Yeah. Are you're asking if the union supersedes the foundation?
Yeah,
right,
but
the union
loves that.
Both of the foundation. You know, we can ask for an opinion, but everything we have and that I have here on the sheet that I was looking at includes all staff, not just non-union. But you know, my point is that you know when you have time to go in, your review is next Monday. I would go in and get it, and if you need some assistance. Take Patty could go with Baruti, and Dave could go with Casey. Well, Dave, you said you were traveling, or get another director to go in and get the information.
Okay.
Do I have personal privilege,
thanks.
Madam Chair?
Sure, we're getting ready to go.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, here we are. Okay, are there any other comments, questions, the other items? I sent a tentative agenda for next Monday, so I'll move the items to that agenda, and I will send it out. If there are any other questions, comments on it, please. Send it to me, including the policy that Teresa wants to talk about, the affiliates. Okay.
First point of personal privilege.
Oh, sure, Dave.
Even though I get fussy and cranky at times on these calls, I just want to say I really appreciate all the members of this committee and their commitment and their work on this committee.
Thank you. You're not going away, are you?
Yeah, particularly the CFO and everybody.
Okay.
No, I just know I'm a pain
you,
in the ass. So I just wanted to say I appreciate everybody's work.
Thank you, Dave. Are there other comments? Well, thank everyone for being on the call and look forward to talking with you. And I will look at KPFTX to set up the next day, and I'll try to send that out today in case we need it.
When's the next meeting?
It's on the 18th at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.